Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to have all of you with us, those who are listening online and the few of us who are here tonight. Praise God. It's always a privilege to join together and worship the Lord and study His Word. So that's what we're going to do right now. But first of all, we're going to begin with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for thy goodness, thanking thee for thy miracles, thanking thee for thy touch. And we thank thee, Lord, for all that thou hast done, for we truly have so much to be thankful for. We're thankful for thy gift of salvation. We're thankful for thy promises. We're thankful for thy assurances. We're thankful for the safety that we find in thee, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that thou would help each and every one of us to draw nigh to thee here this night. Fill us, O God, with a sense of appreciation for all that thou hast done. And we pray, Lord, that thy spirit would be upon all thy people. Fill us with a desire to worship thee here this night in spirit and in truth. And we pray, Lord, that thou would bless the entirety of this service. We ask this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with number 115 tonight. I will enter his gates. 115 in the chorus book. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to turn now to number 42 and sing, "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul," number 42. Thank you, Lord, for saving in my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to turn now to number 141. And sing, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Number 141. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I bow down before you, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I bow down before you, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I bow down before you, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to turn now to number 177. Just want to tell you, number 177. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home, Lord, to be with you. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home, Lord, to be with you. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home, Lord, to be with you. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home, Lord, to be with you. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Praise the Lord. God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to turn now to our hymnals. Oh yes, we have so much to be thankful for tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The thing that we should be most thankful for tonight is the salvation that the Lord has given us. Praise the Lord. We're going to open our hymnals, our melodies of praise hymnals, to number 102 and sing, He Brought Me Out, number 102. Was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps are established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. Pit with its gloom and despair, I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love, then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. In my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Let's turn now to number 122 and sing My Burdens Roll Away, number 122. I remember when my burdens rolled away. I had carried them for years, night and day. When I sought the blessed Lord and I took Him at His word, then at once all my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. happy since my burdens rolled away. I remember when my burdens rolled away, that I feared would never leave night or day. And Jesus showed to me the loss, so I left them at the cross. I was glad when my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. Since my burdens rolled away, I remember when my burdens rolled away, that had hindered me for years, night and day. As I sought the throne of grace, just a glimpse of Jesus' face, and I knew that my burdens could not stay. Rolled away, rolled away. I'm happy since my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. I am singing since my burdens rolled away. There's a song within my heart night and day. I am living for my King, and with joy I shout and sing. Hallelujah, all my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. I am happy since my burdens rolled away. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, people might wonder, they might ask, after everything that's happened this year, after everything we've gone through, what do we have to be thankful for? Well, I tell you what, we can be thankful that the Lord has brought us this far. Praise God, we're still here, we're still alive and kicking, praise God, and we're still able to gather here and worship the Lord, and that's something to be thankful for, that's something to be joyful about, and we can also be thankful and joyful that we have God's Spirit working in our lives. That never changes. As long as you stay true and faithful to God, He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world."
Amen.
And we know with everything that's happening in this world, that end could come a lot sooner than people think. And I would appreciate your prayers as I am about to embark on yet another newsletter. I guess you could say the process has already started because I've been gathering resources and sorting resources, and really before I ever start writing, I start writing it in my head. And you know, I always tell Lee, well, the first thing I have to do is think. That's the first step and the most important one, and then after the Lord inspires me, then I can sit down and write. And Lord willing, that is what I will be doing tomorrow. I know it's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and My wife was saying, well, you're going to work on the day when most people take off? And, well, yeah, I usually end up writing on Thanksgiving anyway, and I'm thankful that the Lord has always helped me to do it. Now, I would appreciate your prayers very much, because obviously I've had some struggles with my eyes in recent months, and I'm really hoping that they will hold up and that everything will be fine. They seem to be okay right now. I'm glad of that. And you know, sometimes they're a little worse than other times, and I think it depends on how physically active I've been, it seems like. And also, how much time I've spent in front of a computer. It seems like if I rest my eyes, they do a lot better. So I am going to need them, though, and I'm probably going to be sitting in front of the computer for quite some time. I'm going to be writing, of course, tomorrow and probably Friday and perhaps some on Saturday as well. And we will hopefully get that newsletter out as soon as possible. And, you know, I have this feeling that this is going to be one of the most important newsletters that I've ever written because of everything that is happening in the world. And frankly, as I considered everything that is happening and I studied the news and all of these reports, it was amazing to me to see it all. And really, you know, with this coronavirus pandemic, they say that, you know, now that there's a vaccine, well, actually they say there's three vaccines that work. They say things might be back to normal by spring now. But you know what? Things are never going to be the way they were before. This pandemic has changed the world, and that's exactly what they wanted it to do. And it was interesting, too, because now a report has come out from Australia. Qantas, the airline there, they're quite well known. But they said that you are no longer going to be able to fly on an international flight unless you have proof that you have received the COVID-19 vaccine. And they said they're going to start with international flights, but depending on how things go, they might also enforce that on domestic flights in Australia as well. And then the report further stated that the people involved have been in touch with other airlines, and they are planning to do the same thing. And I saw another report where these doctors, they're warning, they're actually telling the CDC, urging the CDC to let people know that when they get this vaccine, there's likely going to be side effects. And the side effects very much appear like symptoms of COVID. You get your headaches, your sometimes migraine headaches, fevers, body aches, chills, and you know, it's very unpleasant. And they say you need to tell people this because they have to get two injections. It's not just one. They have to go back for the other one, and they're worried that people aren't going to like the side effects and not want to go back for the second one. And of course, Dr. Fauci, he said that, you know, they need at least 70% of the people in the United States to get this vaccine to achieve herd immunity. So it's going to get very interesting very quickly, and, you know, I don't think that at first they're going to outright try to force this on everybody, but they're going to make it very uncomfortable for you, I think, if you don't get it. They're going to put a lot of pressure on people to get it, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit if it was a condition for attending public school that all the children had to receive it, and I'm sure healthcare workers will be forced to get it as well as a policy. You know, these medical institutions, they do that. They force their employees to get certain vaccines, and if they don't want to do it, then they just can't work there anymore. So we could be seeing that happen too. And this is one of the ways that the world is going to be different once this pandemic is all over. And by the way, they are working on a system, an electronic digital system that will have your vaccination record on it for when you travel. Now, they haven't fully finalized how they're going to do that exactly. They might embed it in your RFID chip in your passport, or they might allow you to use your smartphone to transmit those records and store those records. But I'll tell you what, one thing they didn't mention that wouldn't surprise me one bit is if they also offered at some point a microchip. We will see, but we will see. But I will tell you one thing, things are getting very interesting, and it should be a pretty intense newsletter. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of ground to cover, and I'm going to have a lot to say, so keep me in prayer about all of that, and I know the Lord will help me. And you know, some of these things that I say, I know that probably frightens people, but it doesn't have to, because no matter what they do, the Lord is still with you. You can still be happy, because He set you free. Praise God. And He will not forsake you, no matter what they do. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, we're going to turn this over to Shirley now and see what the Lord has put on her heart. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here tonight. Amen. So glad we have the Lord. Again, I know Brother Samuel was relating some of these things, and I know I've heard, oh boy, some similar things in what I've been researching myself. And I know, yeah, they're talking about the new reset, and they're using this opportunity to use it for their advantage to bring about their government. Their new age, one world government that they've been talking about if they possibly can. I know they haven't liked Donald Trump because he has stood in the way. And boy, have we seen things happen in this country. I don't know what the results is going to be, but as Samuel said, regardless, we can trust in our God and know that He is with us. He's not going to forsake us when we need Him the most. And you know, it makes us to know that we're that much closer to home. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the lights of home. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You again for such an opportunity. We thank You for Your word, oh God, that has directed our lives and given us hope in this world where things are so dark and black and bleak, except that we know Thee, Lord. Oh God, we have Thy promises, Lord. And oh God, how could we live without them, Lord? How could we live without Thy promises? I pray that You would minister tonight. I pray that You talk to our hearts. I pray, oh God, that You get a hold of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, that You get a hold of those that have yet not been persuaded in their hearts to give their lives to Thee, Lord. Oh God, those, oh God, that are going through great battles, I pray that You would strengthen them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, You know every in and out. Oh Lord, You know every situation, Lord. You know the dire needs, oh God. And here we come before Thee, Lord. I thank You for this opportunity. I thank You, Lord, we can yet broadcast, oh God, that we can be together in the Spirit, oh Lord, those of us that are gathered here together, Lord, oh God, to hear Thy word, to worship You. I pray, oh God, that Your presence would come down, that Your touch would be felt, oh God, oh Lord, that You would anoint Your word, oh Lord, and that it would have free course. Oh God, we could do nothing without You, Lord, and I pray that You'd help us. Oh, Lord, in these perilous times, help us, Lord Jesus. Speak to us. Help us to realize the urgency of the hour. Oh, God, help us to let go of anything that distracts and hinders or would prevent us even from entering in to Thy kingdom, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh, God, that You would talk, Lord. Oh, God, that You'd help us to move here tonight, Lord, that Thy will be done, Lord, that these words, oh, God, go forth to do Thy will, Lord. Help those, oh God, that are fighting battles. Oh, we're all fighting battles in some ways, I know, Lord. But, oh, Lord, lift up your people, Lord. Take us into heavenly places tonight. Help us, oh, Lord, to put the scripture deeply in our hearts. Thy word, thy compassion, thy love, oh, Lord, thy ways. Talk to us, Jesus. Help us to realize what would it be to our advantage if we would gain the whole world and lose our own souls. Oh, God, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? I pray that you'd help us here tonight. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Again, thank you, Lord, for this privilege. Oh, God, this place, these people, Lord, that love you, God. Oh, God, that gather, Lord, to hear thy word and to worship you, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that your spirit would come down. And, oh, God, that you would do a work. Oh, Lord, a mighty work in our hearts. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Move tonight, I pray, Lord. Oh, God, set your people free, Lord, from every bondage and every restriction that would hinder them, oh, Lord, from, oh, God, receiving of thy promises, Lord. Oh, God, oh, Lord, let your word have recourse. I ask this in Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord. I am glad to be here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For the last couple of weeks, I really was thinking about this service, and I was anticipating starting in Isaiah 43. And I just thought I just kind of had a little bit of, you know, the drift of where I was going to go. And I'll tell you what, I am going to start in Isaiah 43, but oh my. It isn't quite the way I anticipated. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I am thankful to God. Oh, he is so good. I'm so glad that we can, oh, come before him with our praises and our worships and know that, oh, Lord, know that he is with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn, like I said, to Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to call this message, Fear Thou Not. For I am with thee. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the first verse here. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, praise the Lord, how very reassuring those words are. If we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, oh, we've heard the call of the Lord calling us unto salvation. Oh, what a precious, precious thing that is. And oh, yes, what encouragement this is, oh, yes, the Lord is crying through the prophet. Oh, yes, that the people of God should fear not. For he had redeemed them. He had called them by their names. Praise the Lord. And paraphrasing a little bit. Oh yes, put it in another tense. And then it says, thou art mine. Praise the Lord. Oh, the wonderful price that Jesus paid to redeem us, to ransom our souls. We go to verse 2 here where it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, God did not say, you know, you walk with me and you're never going to have a trial. You're never going to go through a battle. No, he didn't tell us that. But what he did tell us, that in all circumstances, if we're walking with the Lord, he is going to be with us. He will always be with us. no matter what it is, if we're passing through the waters or through the rivers or walking through the fire, or yes, in such a case, oh yes, the flame shall not kindle upon the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord, how beautiful those words are. Oh, how wonderful. I'm so thankful, yes, that we could put our confidence in God and know regardless of the circumstances. And I believe this verse indicates, you know, whatever it is, if it's sickness, if it's pain, oh, if it's financial, you know, if it's another burden, if it's, you know, a weight of sin that, you know, besets another person, even a loved one, oh, praise the Lord, He is with us. Praise the Lord, He is with us. And what a beautiful, beautiful words of just favor and just acknowledging God's precious gifts to us, the blessings that He has bestowed for His people. Praise the Lord. Then He explains at verse 3, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." I tell you what, these verses show us how the Lord looks at His people, how He esteems them, how He thinks of His people, you know. Oh, yes, I believe in the eyes of God that we are the apple of His eye, you know. And it's a beautiful thing that His focus is on His people. And He will do anything for the benefit of His people. He looks at His people as being very precious in His sight. Oh, yes, if we have been honorable, then, oh, yes. Oh, yes, He sees that also. And, oh, yes, He shows His love for us. I have loved thee. Oh, how precious this is. There is no God like our God. There is no one who could love us like He loved us. He loved us with such a great love that He gave His life a ransom for us. Oh, yes, He took our sins upon Him when He died on that cross. And what a beautiful thing there as He was giving His life a ransom for His people. Oh, praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth." Oh, praise the Lord. Not only was there a regathering after the Lord had allowed His people to be taken captive. As we know, first the 10 northern tribes were taken by the Assyrians. And then, oh yes, we know that the Babylonians, yes, took the 2 southern tribes. And praise the Lord, there was a promise with that, though. After 70 years, there would be a return. And God worked that out in an amazing, amazing way. Oh my, when it didn't even seem possible, God worked on the heart of a pagan king. Oh, yes, to provide for the needs of the people of God so that they could come back to their homeland. Oh, yes, and even build their temple. Oh, that's our gracious God. But, you know, I believe we can go even beyond that time of the regathering. In that sense, I believe we can take this to the time when God is going to gather all His people there, the final gathering of His people. And it tells us in the 13th chapter of the book of Luke, verse 29, as it describes it, "And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Oh, praise the Lord. What a day of rejoicing that is going to be when all of the people of God come together. Oh, yes, from all four corners of the earth, God's redeemed people, those that he died for. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, people of all different backgrounds. But oh, yes, we all have the one thing in common. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been set free. Praise the Lord. We turned our lives over to the living God. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful. He's no respecter of persons. And yes, he made it possible for both Jew and Greeks, or Gentiles, in other words, to come to him. Oh, yes. Oh, he stretched out his arm in such a way that all could be part of his family. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It tells us in Galatians, the third chapter, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the wonderful blessings of God. Oh, yes, that which had not been known at the first, that, oh, yes, God was going to call forth from the Gentile people and also make them his sons and his daughters. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful plan of God. Oh, yes. Oh, we are not left out, but God made a provision from us. And oh, yes, there was that regathering of his people back to the land of Judah. But oh, yes, that wonderful day that is coming soon, I believe, when all the people that have ever lived, oh, yes, through the ages, oh, they belong to the Lord, will be gathered back, oh yes, to that place what the Lord has prepared for his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So he goes on to say in verse 7 here, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, isn't this beautiful? Oh, yes. God put it within us. So, yes, that we would understand who he is. Oh, yes, and we would turn our lives over to him. He put it within us so that, oh, my, we had an understanding. Not everyone has it. But, oh, praise the Lord. It's so beautiful when we realize all that, oh, God has called us for his eternal purpose. Praise the Lord. And as he said in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, oh, yes, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's a glorious thing. We all walked in darkness. We were all back there at one point. We were all without God at one point in our life. But oh, yes, God called the people that had not been participants in his kingdom under his first covenant. No, he called, oh, yes, forth a people. Yes, he said, oh, yes, that they, in times past, in verse 10 here in the second chapter of 1 Peter, were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. And this is so beautiful. Praise the Lord. Oh, he called to us. Oh, yes, he called us out of the world and put us into that glorious kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So we can be a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. See, you know, the whole family of God is part of his nation. And yes, a set forth people, a peculiar people, a rare treasure in the eyes of God. And yes, reason being that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, again, looking here at that seventh verse here in Isaiah 43, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a gift, the gift of salvation. Oh, yes, to be God's own peculiar treasure. It's wonderful. It's precious. Amen. Verse 8 goes on to tell us, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. And this is really something because, you know, I guess, everybody has eyes and everybody has ears, I think, for the most part, unless there's some very unusual thing here. But oh my, we are all back there in our blindness. And praise the Lord that day when we begin to see and when we begin to comprehend, when we could hear the good things of God. And thank the Lord. Where there's eyes, there's always that wonderful hope and possibility that those that are blind to the glorious gospel will yet see. Those that seem to be deaf will yet hear. Oh, praise the Lord. There's still hope in the Lord Jesus. Amen. And oh, yes, here is an urging. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes. Oh, yes, and it's wonderful. Oh, yes, when our eyes are made to see. And the deaf that have ears. Oh, yes, when our ears are made to hear the glorious sound of the gospel. Verse 9 continues to say, let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. And oh my, that is going to be such a day. If we could just imagine this, all the nations being gathered together, and I see this as every human being that has ever lived, all there together, all assembled there, and oh yes, oh that day, when God shows forth himself the way he is, for whom he is. Oh, yes, in such a way that it's going to be totally undeniable to not recognize who he is. But oh my, yes, as people are gathered there, oh, bring forth your witnesses. Oh, yeah, is there anyone that can tell, that can say and declare that, you know, I am not God? I am not the mighty one. I am not the one who has all power in heaven and in earth. Oh, it's going to be quite a day. Oh, yes, as we all come forth. Oh, yes, to know. Oh, that day when all Jesus shall be exalted. Oh, yes. Oh, that name that he has that is above every name. And all that day of recognition when, oh, yes, all knees are going to bow. Oh, every tongue is going to confess. Oh, yes, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, the anointed one to the glory of God the Father. Oh, praise the Lord. That that name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. Oh, yes, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But here it is. Oh, yes, there is this call here. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? You know, there's not going to be any dispute at that moment. You know, now there are many that might refuse
to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah, as a Christ, as the Lord. But oh my, there is going to be the greatest challenge. Oh yes, when he appears in his glory, oh in his might, in his power, and oh the trembling, all the fear. Oh my, when people realize the one that they rejected, if that is indeed the case. Oh yes, oh there it is. Oh, let them bring forth their witnesses. Is there any that can deny me? No, at that moment, all will see and understand. There's no way they can justify their unbelief and their refusal to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh no, I believe they're going to hear and have to acknowledge it is truth. Praise the Lord, Jesus is the truth. Oh yes, amen. So it goes on to tell us in verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Oh, that makes it so clear. You know, you just can't make any other God. There is none that is acceptable. You know, this triune God concept, I'll tell you what, if you've got three persons in your Godhead, then there's a problem there. Because that's not possible. No, because there's only one. There's only one person in the Godhead, and that's the Lord Jesus. And praise the Lord, there's going to be an understanding that, oh, there has never been any other God. And neither shall there ever be any other God. Oh no, there never will be. Verse 11 says, I, even I, am the Lord. And beside me there is no Savior. No, the wonderful plan of God. Praise the Lord, God Almighty, being a spirit. John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. And in truth, he is a spirit, and a spirit does not have flesh and bones. But God, in order to identify, in order to redeem his people, put on flesh to come to this world as a man, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord to come and, yes, redeem his people. And what a gift, what a wonder. Oh, it is a wonder indeed. Oh, yes, he came. Oh, so unknown, you know, so humble, so lowly. But praise the Lord, he came to give his life a ransom for many, to give his life for his people. And what a gift we've been given. Oh, if we can see, if we can hear, if we can understand who he is, that he is the Redeemer, that he's the Savior of this world, and that he is the Lord, and beside him there is no Savior. Oh, praise the Lord, how beautiful it is. If we can just see, oh, those eyes that can see, those ears that can hear, and oh, yes, that mind to acknowledge that very fact. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 12 says, I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. And all his works declare his power. All those things under the old covenant, those amazing miracles that he did, the way he led his people, all the wonderful gifts that he gave even unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. They were witnesses of his goodness, of his mercy, of his graciousness. Oh, yes, they were witnesses if they walked with him. And of course, when they embraced strange gods, embraced idolatry, well, then, oh my, they had gone astray. And oh my, then they were on their own. Oh my, they were out without God until they got right, until they would cry out and recognize their need and recognize the God of their salvation. So yes, there was a witness in the time of the Old Covenant that, oh yes, he was God. Those wonderful works all declared his glory, his majesty. Oh yes, his gifts to the children of man. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, we know that even the heavens declare the glory of God. Oh yes, it all is a witness of God's greatness. Oh yes, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Oh, praise the Lord, it's undeniable. Everything speaks to declare, oh yes, that God is God. Oh, praise the Lord, and that there is none beside him. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. You know, that 19th chapter of Psalms, it's so beautiful. Let me just read a little bit of it, a little bit more. Verse 1 here, Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. See, it's declared throughout God's entire creation. His majesty, his power, oh, his ability. It's all the heavens declaring it. Oh, yes, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Oh, praise the Lord. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Oh my, no, you live on this earth, and yes, oh, when that sun shines and oh, it beats upon us, we're all affected by it, right? Oh yes, and when it's cold, oh yes, in reverse, oh my, well, you know, we also feel the effects of that too. No, it's God's creation, his power, his glory, and his majesty. It all bears witness of his greatness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 here in Isaiah 43 says, yea, before the day was, I am. He, and there is none that could deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Let's think about this a minute. Oh, you know, God always was. Before the day, he was. And you know, that second part of this 13th verse, there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Oh my, God has a power that no other entity could ever presume to have. And yes, oh my, there is none that could deliver out of the hand except God. Oh yes, he is the only one that can set us free and give us hope in this world. Oh, how wise it is to give heed to that. He says, I will work, and who shall let it? Or it means, who shall stop it? Oh, no, you know, God's work in motion, what he has declared, his timetable, his preciseness, his exactness, he knows all things. You know, he has ordained a day when he is going to judge this world in righteousness. It's all known to God. And what's going on right now in this world at this moment? Oh, yes, he knew it. From the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. He knew all about it. And he knew about us too. Praise the Lord. And he is going to do his work. His will be done. Praise the Lord. He said, I will work. And who shall let it? In other words, who shall stop it? Oh no, you're not going to stop God from doing his work, his will, his ways. Amen. So verse 14 goes on to say, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles And the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Oh, yes, their wealth was in the ships. But, oh, my God said that, you know, it was for his people's sake that he had sent to Babylon, and he brought down all their nobles and all the Chaldeans. Oh, yes, there was a day when Babylon fell. Oh, yes, they were allowed to take over Judea and Benjamin, those tribes, you know, in their time. But then, oh, yes, there was a time when, oh, it came back to them. Oh, yes, and they fell. 539 B.C. Oh, yes, what a time that was. When, oh, yes, suddenly there was a handwriting on the wall. And there was a realization that God had, oh, yes, he had ended their kingdom in so many words. Oh, yes. They had been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And oh, yes, God allowed the Medes and the Persians to come in and to take them down. Amen. That was all because God ordained it. Amen. And he declares in verse 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God has such a love for his people. Oh, yes, he allowed things to happen. Oh, yes. For the sake of his people, as, yes, we read in verse 14. And, oh, yes, he led them by his mighty hand. Oh, yes, we know the story of how he led them. Oh, yes, across the Red Sea. Oh, he made a path in the mighty waters. And what a work that was. Oh, yes, all the people of Israel were able to cross. Were they not? Amen. But on the other hand, the Egyptians drowned. Oh, yes, God brought them down. He brought their chariots, oh, yes, down, their horses, their armies, their powers. He brought it down so that they could not rise, and they became extinct, it says. They are quenched as tow, oh yes, as the broken pieces of fleece or hemp or some kind of fiber. Oh yes, that isn't of great value. But that's our God. Oh, his wonderful esteem for his people and his wonderful power and his ability. Oh yes, the way he makes a way for his people. And oh yes, in this chapter, he declares our great need to, oh, yes, esteem him. Oh, yes, as God, as the Creator, as the great I Am. Oh, yes, the only God. Amen. And, oh, yes, we don't have to fear if our life is in his hands. Amen. We don't have to fear because God is with us. And no matter what we're going through, he's going to be with us. No matter if we're passing through the waters or through the rivers or walking through the fire. Oh, no, none of that is going to make God go away. No, he's going to be with us no matter what trial or test we are going through at that moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Isaiah 41 right now. Isaiah chapter 41, just a couple chapters back. We're going to look at verse 10 here, and oh, this is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful chapter and verse here, but let's look at verse 10 in particular here. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh my, have you ever felt helpless? Have you ever felt that you are without strength or courage? Have you ever been dismayed or confused? Oh, maybe we've all been there. I would say we've all been there. But oh my, we have confidence in our God, and here he is reassuring us. Oh, these are positive statements. He said again, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Oh, no matter what we're going through, as we read in that 43rd chapter, verse 2. And yeah, don't be dismayed. Don't be confused. I mean, these are confusing times. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know how that election's going to turn out for sure. But he said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. We've got God beside us to help us, oh, to arm us, oh, yes, to take us through, to give us a strength. And he says, I will strengthen thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we can be so weak at times. And I know what it's like to feel like you don't have even an ounce of strength. I've been there. Oh, yes, that I guess, early morning when I awakened. And oh, I had no strength. I lost a lot of blood. And I just felt like I was going to faint. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's going to black out. But oh, praise the Lord. That day I found out the wonderful strength that is in the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I was able to call Jane, and she said she'd come right over. And I called Sam and talked to Leah in this case. And praise the Lord, I began to pray. You know, that was so amazing. As I prayed, as I started to cry out to the Lord, he began to give me a strength that I did not have in myself. Oh, no, I didn't. But oh, I began to pray, and I did pray, I think, largely in tongues. And all I know is I could feel God giving me a strength. Oh, a strength that I had not had before. And I knew, oh my, he was doing a work in spite of, you know, how I had awakened and how I felt and the extreme weakness that was upon me. Oh, yet the Lord, oh, he was there to give me a strength to revive me. Oh, yes, to take me through that. I thank the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was able, yes, to proceed, get dressed, and go downstairs to go into the ER. And I told them all what the Lord had done. I said, I was so sick, but God's helped me. They took this blood work, and praise the Lord, there was nothing wrong. But I told them, I said, you know, God has helped me. God has given me a strength. I know it was God. It was nothing that I could do. I didn't even go drink some or take a spoonful of molasses or something to, you know, maybe, you know, give me a little stamina. No, I didn't do anything like that. I called upon the Lord. No, my, there he is. Oh, he's there to meet us when we need him, when we cry out with all our hearts. He's there to give us a strength that we don't have in ourselves. He's there, as he said in this verse, to help us. Yea, I will help thee. And praise the Lord, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord when he holds us. Oh, God's strength, his power, it's so great, it's so wonderful. Oh, we could never, fathom how great it is, how great his majesty, his power, his insights, his abilities. And yet he's our God. We are his children, and he's there to help us. He's promised, oh, that he would help us. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, verse 11 says, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. All the ends of those that oppose Almighty God. I don't want to be in those shoes. I don't want to be like these people, oh yes, who come against the people of God. No, have that anger incensed against God's people. They're going to fall. They're going to be greatly ashamed. They're going to be greatly confounded. Oh, yes, perplexed and confused. Oh, boy. And oh, our life isn't given to the Lord if it isn't rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're not established on the rock Christ Jesus, it's going to be as nothing. That life will be as nothing. And praise the Lord for the children of God. They that strive with thee, it says, shall perish. All those that oppose us and reject us and try to befuddle us. Oh my, it's all going to go down. We must stand our ground. We must live for God. We must hold up. We may have just a little time to do it, and we don't want to give in to the pressures of this world. Oh yes, the pressures of the enemy. The things that be, oh God, knows what could be coming down the pipe, so to speak. But oh, I know we serve a God who's going to help us. Those that oppose him, those that have formed, oh, they're one world, and oh, have great opposition against Almighty God. They shall suddenly realize the vanity of it. Oh my, they shall realize that all their aims and all the things that they were striving to do have perished. It tells us in verse 12, thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught, a thing of no value. It's gone. Only the things that are wrought in Christ are going to stand. Everything else is going to be gone. Oh, we want to make sure that our life is anchored in the Word of God. That, oh yes, our works of God, works that will stand, something that we can do for the kingdom of God. The rest is going down. It's all going to perish. There's going to be nothing left except that which is founded in the Lord. Amen. Oh, the things that are in our hearts, the things that we have done for the cause of the kingdom of God, that's all that's going to remain when this is all done and said. Oh, when it's over. Amen. Verse 13 goes on to tell us, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Praise the Lord. Oh, worm's pretty lowly, isn't it? But oh, my mighty God is helping his people. We have a strength to stand against the wiles of the devil and all that come against us. Praise the Lord. Oh, his promises. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And then, oh yes, God knows how to give us all the tools we need, everything that is needed to fight our battles, oh, to win the war, so to speak, the spiritual war that we are fighting, the aggression of the enemy. And I'm not talking about carnal weapons by any means. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Oh, yes, for the weaponry of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord. But here it tells us in verse 15,
Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. I'll tell you what. Okay, this is the enablement of the Lord. What he gives us, you know, how to bring down those strongholds. He's talking about giving us that which we need, a new, sharp, threshing instrument, the very thing that we need to do the job, whatever it is in particular. Oh, yes, it says having teeth. Oh, strong enough to cut through. Oh, yes, to do the work. Amen, to accomplish it by the grace of God. And he talks about, thou shalt thresh the mountains. Have you ever looked at a mountain? You gone past a mountain? Oh, maybe, you know, gone up on a mountain? Maybe you live on a mountain. But, oh my, they're pretty big. And they don't seem very movable, do they? But, oh, he's talking about his people bringing down strongholds. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Oh, praise the Lord. How do we do that? Oh, it's not going to be might nor by power, but it's going to be by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I mean, that's how we're going to do it. It's by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that spirit that he puts within us to enable us, to give us that strength that we need in the hour of need, praise the Lord, to win that battle. Oh, yes, to make it over that mountain. Oh, yes, to cut through what we need to cut through in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Mark 11, just to remind us of these verses here. Verse 21 says, and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Verse 22, this is Mark 11. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, praise the Lord, what a statement. Oh, yes, oh, that we could say to yonder mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. And if we don't doubt in our heart, but believe what we have asked for. Of course, we know that there are many mountains in our lives. There are many things that need to be brought down. There are many problems that need to be resolved. But praise the Lord, God is able to do it. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. Oh, that, you know, that little seed of a mustard seed, you know, a tiny little seed. Oh, he's not talking that we need, you know, great quantities of faith. But no, that little faith that just, you know, believes God in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the need, in spite of the mountain in our life. We believe God. We trust in God. We're not doubting. We're holding on to his promises. We're believing what he said he meant. Praise the Lord. And God knows how to intervene. God knows how to answer, no matter how sick you are. No matter how much pain you may be having, oh my, no matter how broke you may be, God knows how to intervene. Oh yes, you may feel like you're the only person in the world. But oh, God knows how to change the things that need to be changed. He knows how to bring the answers. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's our wonderful God. Oh, praise the Lord. Our wonderful God. Oh, yes, back here in Isaiah 41. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 says, oh, yes. talking, oh yes, to the people of God here. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. This is talking about the enemies, the opposition. You know, they would, if they were working with wheat, you know, they would bring the wheat kernels down, and, you know, that which was good would fall to the blanket or the covering on the ground, where the chaff would be carried away with the wind, the stuff that was no good, the hulls, the empty stuff that you didn't want. So they would scatter them with a winnowing instrument. Thou shalt fan them. And then, yes, the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, when those battles are overcome and we see the goodness of the Lord and what he has done. Oh, praise the Lord. That praise, that worship, that rejoicing that comes in the heart. Oh, when we realize God did it. You know, he may be letting us go through some of these trials just so, you know, we can get it in our head. How powerful our God is. How loving our God is. How mighty he is. How willing he is to help us. How much strength he has. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, if we didn't fight any battles, how would we ever know? But oh, yes, he's going to give us the ability to fight whatever that wall is, whatever that mountain is. He's going to give us that strength if we can only put our faith, our trust, our hope in him, and all believe his word and cast down all the fears, the doubts, and all the other funny things that, you know, people might say or come to mind. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. And there is a wonderful rejoicing. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Tells us in verse 17, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Oh, praise the Lord bringing forth all the things that are needed. Oh, praise the Lord, you know, do you find springs of water in a dry land? Wouldn't be likely, would it? Oh, in the wilderness, is there a pool of water? Oh my, but our God can do it. You know, I think of the Ethiopian eunuch there that Philip ministered to in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Oh, there they were. They were going, oh yes, in the desert. And they were going through the desert. And Philip was explaining to him that Jesus Christ had come into the world. He was expounding to him the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And oh my, that eunuch got it, and he got it. He realized that this was the Christ, the one that he was waiting for, that he had come. Oh, praise the Lord. And they were going through that desert. Oh, the chariot that Philip had adjoined himself to. And there they were going as, you know, Philip was teaching the word of God to the eunuch. And oh, yes, I said he got it. And oh, yes, it came to him, that realization that he needed to be baptized. Oh, praise the Lord. And amazing things there. Oh, boy. There in the desert was water. Oh, yes, and it was deep enough that both of them could go down into the water so that Philip could baptize that eunuch in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord for the remission of his sins. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God. Oh, you know, who can do the supernatural things. And there, even in the desert, was water sufficient. Oh, no, it wasn't. He didn't have to sprinkle them, you know, just a couple little drops. So I guess I'll have to sprinkle them. God made a way so he could be baptized, fully immersed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, it explains very clearly in that 8th chapter of Acts that they both went down into the water. And then they came up out of the water. It also explains. And yeah, Philip was caught up. Oh, he has to go where God had him to go. And the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our God. But oh my, these scriptures here in Isaiah 41 are telling us God knows how to bring forth water in the wilderness and springs of water in the dry land. And it tells us in verse 19, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the chitta tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. O God alone, his mighty works to the children of men. Oh, yes, I don't think fir trees and pine trees and box trees grow normally in the desert. But we're talking about a supernatural God who knows how to supply for the needs of his people. He knows how to make a way for his people, no matter how troublesome, how perilous the journey may be, the circumstances of life, or all the obstacles. God knows how to make a way. He knows how to provide for his people. And I love it, not only in the natural sense, but we serve a God who knows how to supply our spiritual needs. Oh, yes, the things that we have need of. He knows how to do that, and the spiritual things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, he said in his Sermon on the Mount, shall be filled. Oh, yes, when your heart seeks for the living God, God knows how to answer that need. He knows how to bring deliverance. He knows how to water your soul, so to speak. Back to, oh, yes, the wonderful baptism of the Holy Ghost, which he has promised for his people. How did he describe it? Praise the Lord, he described it in John, the 7th chapter, verse 37 through 39. Oh, let's go there. It says in John 7, verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, praise the Lord. And it tells us clearly in verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that wonderful gift from heaven that feeds our soul. Oh, yes, that, oh, he described as rivers of living water. Oh, it gives us life. It sustains us. It meets our needs. Oh, praise the Lord. We have much hope in the Lord. And oh, yes, as the times get perhaps even worse, oh, how we know that we can draw from that well. Oh, that well that is deep, very deep. There's always more, as Jesus told that Samaritan woman in the 4th chapter of the book of John. Oh, yes. Jesus said to that woman in John 4, verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, they were at Jacob's well at that moment, shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. For the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Oh, that water from the Spirit of God. Oh, yes, when he fills us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that is like a well of life that springs up in our inner being. It's a well that never runs dry. Praise the Lord, a well of refreshing, a well of strength. Oh, yes, to provide for us, to give us, oh, yes, what we have need of, so that quenching of our soul, oh, yes, doesn't have to continue. Praise the Lord, he gives us a water, a living water, oh, yes, that takes away, oh, that condemnation, oh, that, you know, that lack that, oh, we suffer as mortal beings. I'm so thankful that he made a way that we could draw from his water, that living well. And oh, praise the Lord. He talked about it here in that 17th verse in Isaiah, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the chitta tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Oh, God alone, the one who is sufficient to meet all our needs. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful God who provides and is able to provide for every aspect of our life. Praise the Lord, yes, the natural and yes, the spiritual. Praise our God. Oh, that well of living water. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, because we all get to those places where we're pretty thirsty, you know, we're pretty needy. But oh, yes, we have that wonderful gift to draw from. Oh, yes, the gift of the Holy Ghost, that well of living water. Praise our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to go one more place here tonight, as far as I know anyway. Let's go to Psalms chapter 56 here. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have tomorrow a day that we have declared to be a day of thanksgiving. Oh, if you know the Lord, there is so much reason to give him thanks. Oh, yes. If we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we have a great reason to rejoice. Oh, yes, a great reason to have hope. And oh, yes, how could we ever utter it enough? How could we ever declare it enough? But oh, yes, we can praise our God. Let's look here at Psalms 56. Let's look at verse 8 here to begin. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? And oh my, you know those times of heaviness? Oh, when the tears flow and you know, it just seems like they're never going to go away perhaps. But the Lord knows that, and he sees those tears. And here the psalmist is writing, oh, it's so beautiful. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Oh, praise the Lord. You know, that scripture was on the wall there, the visitation room there, or the family room, I guess you could call it there, in the ICU ward when Pastor David, my husband, was in that condition. before he died, and that was such an endearing verse. Oh, I loved it at the moment. I still love it. Oh, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord knows. He understands. Oh, and he goes with us. Praise the Lord. He is with his people. Praise the Lord. It says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. And I love that. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. Oh, he's not against his people. No, he's there to help us. Oh, yes, to be that strength. Oh, yes, to be that help. Oh, yes, to be that one that we can trust in. He is with us. He is for us. Amen. And that is what the psalmist said. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. Oh, that which is written, those wonderful declarations that are written in the book of life. Oh, in the scripture, praise the Lord. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Oops, I'm sorry, I missed a verse here. I missed a few verses. Verse 11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Oh, I love that. We need to keep that in our hearts. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I don't know what they're going to do in these, you know, days ahead. You know, they might mandate a vaccine. Things that we definitely do not want to do. But, oh my, we've got to get over that fear element. We've got to realize that we've got a great God. We've got a mighty God who walks with us, who cares for us, who loves us, who is for us. Amen. And I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. And verse 12 says, thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. Again, when we realize the goodness of the Lord, his mercies, his redemption, oh, his mighty ways to the children of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, how we want to render praises unto the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord to give him those praises. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Oh, praise the Lord, our great desire. Oh, yes, beyond this world, that walk with God will continue. We shall forever be with the Lord. Oh, yes, that one who has delivered us. Oh, yes, who will keep us. Oh, and who will take us, oh, to that eternal destination, that heavenly home, praise the Lord, where we may walk before God in the light of the living. Oh, yes, to walk in his strength, in his ways. Oh, the light of his countenance. Oh, praise the Lord, the cry of our heart. Oh, Lord, our God is with us. And we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. Oh, if we know that our God is with us, that he is our deliverer, that he is our strength, oh, we don't have to be afraid like those that may be around us. As was declared in Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, that's the mighty God that we serve, who loved us so much that he came to this world as the Son of God. Oh, yes, that he might buy us, that he might redeem us, that he might give us hope beyond this world. Praise the Lord that we might be his sons and his daughters. Oh, yes, that we might walk with him and know what it's like. Oh, yes, to have his strength, his power, his upholding. Praise the Lord. And we don't have to fear. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be afraid. Because our God is with us, and he knows how to make a way in the wilderness, a way in the desert. Oh, yes, no matter what befalls us, our God knows how to work for us. And oh, yes, to make a way so we do not have to be afraid. Oh, do you love him tonight? Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise thee, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for what you have done and what you are doing even now. We thank you for your precious promises and the hope that we have in you, Lord. Oh, God, put it within us, oh, Lord, to not be afraid. Oh, but to know with all surety that thou art with us. Oh, praise the Lord, and that you are going to give us that strength that we need, that hope that we need. Oh, yes, that upholding that we need. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let the Lord do his work tonight. Let him work in your heart. Oh, yes, and I pray that your needs will be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be singing a song in just a moment, but before we do that, we do have a prayer request here from Penny for Mackenzie. Prayer that Mackenzie would have a good night and no issues with her heart pounding. So let's pray for Mackenzie right now and ask that the peace of God would be upon her. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer right now on behalf of Mackenzie. We pray, Lord, that thou would touch her. We pray, Lord, that thy presence would be felt by her this night. We ask, Lord, that she would have a good night, that she would have thy peace in her heart, Lord. We pray, O God, that thou would move upon her in a mighty way, and we pray, Lord, that thou would speak to her in thy still small voice, Lord. Let her know that thou art right there with her, and that thou art wilt never forsake her, Lord. We pray that she would be encouraged, and that she would trust thee fully and completely, and we ask, Lord, that thou would bless her this night, and for all the nights to come. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We're going to open our hymnals to number 251 in closing and sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, number 251. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Stay safe.